We're going to be looking at a bit of the Bible called the Book of Daniel. It's from the Old Testament bit, which is before Jesus was born. And I wonder if there's anyone here today who has the name of Daniel. Just stick a paw in the air. Any Daniels? Amazingly, no Daniels are present. And my talk is flawed in the first minute. Well, to set the scene, God's special people have been taken away from their country and from their special city, Jerusalem. God allowed a king called Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, where I think our envoys were from. God allowed this king to come and plunder Jerusalem and to capture the king. And he took lots of the people of Israel and Judah. He took them as prisoners back to his country so that they could work for him. And we're going to pick up the story with our first reading from Daniel chapter 1. Karina is going to read it for us. And we also have four volunteers. If you'd like to come out now and take your place at the front.
Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and surrounded it with his army. This happened during the third year that Jehoiakim was king of Judah. The Lord allowed Nebuchadnezzar to capture Jehoiakim, king of Judah. Nebuchadnezzar also took some of the things from the temple of God. He carried them to Babylonia and put them in the temple of his gods. Then King Nebuchadnezzar gave an order to Ashpenaz, his chief officer. He told Ashpenaz to bring some of the Israelite men into his house. He wanted them to be from important families. He wanted those who were from the family of the king of Judah. King Nebuchadnezzar wanted only young, healthy Israelite men. These men were not to have anything wrong with their bodies. They were to be handsome and well-educated. They were to be able to learn and understand things. He wanted those who were able to serve in his palace. Ashpenaz was to teach them the language and writings of the Babylonians. The king gave the young men a certain amount of food and wine every day. That was the same kind of food that the king ate. They were to be trained for 3 years, then the young men would become servants of the king of Babylon. Among these young men were some of the people of Judah. These were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Then Ashpenaz, the chief officer, gave them Babylonian names. Daniel's new name was Belteshazzar. Hananiah's was Shadrach. Mishael's was Meshach. And Azariah's new name was Abednego.
Great, thank you very much. Well read. Do go and find a seat. So the book of Daniel is about these four talented young Jewish men. Daniel, I'm going to forget the names now, aren't I? Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were taken to the Babylonian court, they were trained in the best university, and they even changed their names to bring them into the Babylonian culture. Now, if you're under the age of 11, do come out and sit at the front on the floor here. Now let me show you where these young men were taken to. We've got our globe here, and this is England, where we are at the moment. And we have some guests here from Iceland, who I was pleased to meet earlier, who've come specially for the baptism. Iceland's up here. But our friends were taken down to this area of the world. That's where Babylon was at that time. So they've taken a long way from their home city of Jerusalem, and it was a sad thing that they were taken away. How are they going to live and survive in this foreign country? Well, under King Nebuchadnezzar, in fact, they did very well. Daniel became ruler over the whole area of Babylon. He was a bit like a prime minister. So he was a little bit like David Cameron in relation to our queen. And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego became important leaders in Babylon, a bit like civil servants working for our government today. and they had some big and scary adventures. And today's adventure is called The Golden Statue and the Blazing Furnace. Now, I'm going to read you the story and listen up, because I'm going to ask you a couple of questions in a few minutes. So do listen carefully to the details of the story. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar had a gold statue made. The statue was 27 meters high and 2.5 meters wide. And just to give you a sense of scale there, the height of that statue was the height of 15 or 16 of me, all standing on top of each other to the ceiling. I haven't quite had time to measure the distance there. But this was an enormous statue. It would have been terrifying. He set up the statue on the plain of Jura in the area of Babylon. Then the king called the important leaders, the governors, assistant governors, captains of the soldiers, people who advised the kings, keepers of the treasury, judges, rulers. Everyone who was important was invited. He wanted these men to come to his special service for the statue that he had set up. And they stood in front of the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the man who made announcements for the king spoke in a loud voice. He said, "People, nations, and men of every language, this is what you are commanded to do. Can everybody hear? When you hear the sound of the horns, flutes, the lyres, the zithers, harps and pipes and all other musical instruments, when you hear these, you must bow down and worship the gold statue. This is the one King Nebuchadnezzar set up. Everyone must bow down. Anyone who doesn't will be quickly thrown into a blazing furnace." Wow. Now, people, nations, and men of every language were there, and they heard the sound of the horns, the flutes, the lyres, the zithers, pipes, and all the other musical instruments. So they bowed down and worshipped the enormous gold statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. But then, some Babylonians came up to the king, and they began speaking about the men of Judah. They said, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, live forever. Our king, you gave a command. You said that everyone would hear the sound of the horns, the lyres, the zithers, the harps, the pipes, and all the other musical instruments. Then they would have to bow down and worship the gold statue. You said that anyone who wouldn't do this would be thrown into the blazing furnace. Our king, there are some men of Judah who do not pay attention to your order. You made them important officers in the area of Babylon. Their names are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they do not serve your gods. They do not worship the gold statue that you have set up." Nebuchadnezzar became very angry, and he called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And King Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is it true you do not serve my gods? And is it true you will not worship the gold statue? Now, you will hear the sound of the horns, the flutes, lyres and zithers, harps, pipes, and all the other musical instruments. And you must be ready to bow down and worship the statue I made. This will be good. But if you do not worship, you'll be thrown quickly into the blazing furnace. Then no god will be able to save you from my power." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves to you. You can throw us into the blazing furnace. The God we serve is able to save us from the furnace and from your power. If he does this, it is good. But even if God does not save us, we want you, our king, to know this. We will not serve your gods, and we will not worship the gold statue you have made. Wow, well, what's going to happen? This sounds like a scary situation. I've got a few questions for you. If you know the answer, stick your hand up and I'll bring the mic to you so that everyone can hear. So, who can tell us what have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego done wrong?
He don't worship the king. The king.
He doesn't worship. Okay, what is it that they don't? What is it that the three men don't want to worship? That's cheating.
The gold statue.
The gold statue, that's right. They don't want to worship the gold statue. Now, what punishment are they threatened with? I've trained him well. That's my own son. No, what punishment are they threatened with? You've had a go. You've had a go. Was that a hand?
Because they did and wanted to be because they were because they said they wanted to go in the furnace.
Okay. Almost. We heard the right word there, didn't we? Have you got it now?
The blazing furnace.
The blazing furnace, that's right. What a scary thing to be threatened with. Now, maybe a slightly harder question. Why are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego making such a fuss about worshipping the gold statue? Why does it matter?
Because God says not to worship false idols.
Very good answer. That's right. It's because they understand God's teaching from the Bible. And they know because of what the Bible teaches that God doesn't want them to bow down to the gold statue. And in the same way now, we need to know our Bibles well so that we know what God wants us to do on one hand and on the other so we're clear what he doesn't want us to do. Let me explain. A long time before Nebuchadnezzar was king, maybe 1,400 years, God met with his special people through a man called Moses. There he is. And he called Moses to the top of a mountain. And he gave Moses some special commands for God's people to follow. And they were written on those stone tablets. Does anyone know how many commands God gave to Moses? There's a keen hand.
10.
10. Very good. That's right. He gave 10 commands to Moses. And they were chiseled by the finger of God into those stone tablets. Now, we still think that those commands are important today. In fact, because we think they're important, they're written up on the wall somewhere in this building. Does anyone know where those 10 commandments are on the wall of this church? Anyone who hasn't had a go yet?
Over there.
That's right. They're down. I'm sorry, you can't. Some of you at the back can't see, but they're written up there on the wall so that we can remember them because they're very important. It was because of these commands that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't want to bow down to the statue. Let me read the first two of those 10 commandments. The first one says, "You must not have any other gods except me." The statue was another god, a pretend god. And then the second command, you must not make for yourselves any idol. Don't make something that looks like anything in the sky above, so birds and clouds, that sort of thing. the sun or the moon. Don't make idols that look like that. Don't make anything on the earth, creatures and people, that sort of thing. And don't make anything that looks like something in the water below the land, so no fish and sea creatures, none of that. You must not worship or serve an idol. And the gold statue that was as tall, if not taller, than this building here, well, that was an idol, wasn't it? So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were being obedient to God's commands, even when it was difficult. And there's a challenge for us. Would we be obedient to God's commands, even if it made life more difficult for us? Nebuchadnezzar is saying, if you don't bow down, I'm going to throw you into the blazing furnace. Now, many people find this story a little bit strange today. That's because they think that all the different religions in the world are basically worshipping the same God. So they would think, well, why have these men got a problem with it? It doesn't matter. It's still really the same God behind it. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego don't think that. They think it matters and that there's a difference between the true God of the Bible and other pretend gods. So which God do you worship? That's a question for us. We won't put hands up for this one. We'll just have a think about that. Which God do you worship? And do you believe and trust in God enough so that when it comes to having to make a decision for God's honour, even if it will make life more difficult, will you go with what's right? Let's read on in the story and find out what happens next. King Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than usual. And he commanded some of the strongest soldiers in the army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the soldiers threw them into the blazing furnace. They were still wearing their robes, their clothes, their turbans, and their trousers. The king was very angry when he gave the command, and the furnace was very hot. The fire was so hot that the flames killed the strong soldiers who took the man there. Firmly tied, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was very surprised and jumped up onto his feet. He asked the men who were advising him, "Didn't we tie up only 3 men? Didn't we throw them into the fire?" They agreed, "Yes, O king." The king said, "Look, I see 4 men. They're walking around in the fire. They're not tied up. And they are not burned. The 4th man looks like a son of the gods. And my accent seems to be changing." Then Nebuchadnezzar went to the opening of the blazing furnace and he shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out. Servants of the Most High God, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. When they came out, the princes, assistant governors, governors, and royal advisors crowded round them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies. Their hair was not burnt. Their robes were not burnt. And they didn't even smell of smoke. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Their God has sent his angel and saved his servants from the fire. These 3 men trusted their God. They refused to obey my command. And they were willing to die rather than to serve or worship any God other than their own. So now I make this law. The people of any nation or language must not say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Anyone who does will be torn apart, and his house will be turned to a pile of stones. Still adopting the same aggressive methodology. No other gods can save his people like this. And the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the area of Babylon. Well, I've got a couple more questions for you. Who can tell us why was Nebuchadnezzar angry with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Because there was, they were thrown into the fiery furnace.
That's what he did to them. But why was he angry with them?
I know.
Is it because they didn't listen to them?
Kind of like, no, they did hear what he was saying, but they didn't do it. What had they done wrong?
They didn't obey his command.
And what was that?
To bow to the gold statue.
That's right. They wouldn't bow to the gold statue.
I know.
So he throws them into the blazing furnace, and how does God save them from the blazing furnace?
He sends down his angels.
That's right, he sent an angel. There was a fourth person in the fire. Now here the artist has drawn them so we can't quite see who it is. And it was obviously mysterious when King Nebuchadnezzar was looking. It was a fourth person. Nebuchadnezzar says he looks like one who's a son of the gods. Then he says he's an angel. We don't quite know who it is. You know?
It was an angel.
You think it's an angel, do you? Some people think it might have been Jesus. Anyway, it was a special person who God sent to save these three men. And last question. What new law did Nebuchadnezzar make?
Law of God.
Okay.
To believe in God.
Not quite. No, he didn't say you had to believe in God. What did he say that people weren't allowed to do anymore?
They weren't allowed to worship his God.
No, he didn't say that, interestingly. Who knows what he said? He said that no one can say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So he still kind of left the gold statue option open, kept that one going. But you can't say anything bad against this God. Well, this is a wonderful story of how God protected and delivered his faithful people in the past. They honored God, and he protected them.